This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's it like on top of the boardwalk, though, Jay?
That's the
eternal question. We have answers to all kinds of questions. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner for the day after Independence Day. Independence Week is this week. It's July the 5th. One of the ways you can celebrate is by taking a couple of nights and going to Vegas. Yahoo!
Yeah.
Let's go. Everybody, well, I don't know about everybody, but a lot of people are picking up the phone right now. What's that number, Doug? 800-419-3684. Call that number right now, and you're one of the first 10 callers. You will get two free nights in succession. Don't get one this month and another one next month. You get them both them together. And Las Vegas. So if you're in that list of the first 10 callers, I'm sure if you call the number 12 that you'll be able to get in on the deal. Win two free nights. This is a deal that we put together with 541 Travel to give you a shot at a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. No hooks, no crooks, no nothing. Be one of the first 10 or first dozen calling now at 800-419-DOUG, spelled out. It's 3684, 800-419-3684 for a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Have a good old time. Have a big old time. Have a wonderful. We're having, it's like there's a celebration going on here today where I am, and I suspect it's the same where you are because the weather has actually turned, and it's really quite pleasant. Temperature here is 73 degrees where I am on the farm right now. Temperature is supposed to be 80s, upper 80s today, maybe 86, 87, in the 90s the next couple of days. Things are growing so fast on the farm because of all the moisture. Now, 3 or 4 days of sunshine, stuff will, you can watch the, I always say this, sounds corny, pardon the pun, but it's just like you can watch the corn grow. It moves so fast, and it's, again, one of the wonderful things about Mother Nature.
Oh, that's right, and isn't it supposed to be knee-high by the 4th of July? Otherwise,
yes.
It's not a good crop.
Yeah, right, exactly, and it's not really knee-high yet. It's getting there. Depends on where you are. The President of the United States has made a statement about the violence that continues to burden our country every day, every week, every month, all year long. We look at these stats, including the 9 who were shot and wounded in Washington last night. So we're trying to celebrate our country's history, our country's beginning, our origin. And so who knows why these people were targeted, somebody in a dark-colored SUV, like a TV show, one of the cops and robber shows, going through a neighborhood, just shooting at anybody. Same kind of thing happened in Baltimore and Philadelphia over the weekend. I think there was a problem down in Texas and Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder what it is about. Is it alcohol?
Some of these are targeted, some of these are random. Some of these are instances where an argument broke out and then it escalated so violently.
Yeah, right, exactly. I noticed something, I just mentioned alcohol, not necessarily with this in mind, but because there is an overview of whether alcohol is good or bad for you. This is something I need to discuss with our Good Day Health people, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. I think they'd both say alcohol is like a lot of other things. It's good in limited quantities because it can do various things that are good for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we have
especially red wine.
Is that from your...
No. It has health benefits, and it's good. It's good in moderation. I think it's heart health or something with cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Well, as summer has shown up, a lot of people are wondering where the fireflies are. You have fireflies in your neighborhood when you grew up as
really?
A young...
But now that you mention it, I don't believe I've seen any.
No, I don't think there are any either around. That's why the question is being asked, what happened to them? Those damn lantern flies are around, but they're not good for crops. The fireflies often are around. I remember them from when I was a youngster. It seemed that on the 4th of July, when there were a lot of fireworks, you could see fireflies. And they've been around. You see them, especially in the southwest, there seem to be more. But there were plenty of them here in New England. But you wonder whether they have just disappeared as one of the casualties of nature. You know, those people get all worked up. Oh, my God, the fireflies are gone. The planet's going to hell. We have to do something to save them. Let's spend $10 million saving the fireflies. I'm not sure that that's what we need to do, but it's a question I'd be interested in hearing or reading from our social media friends, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, or Twitter, Good Day On Air. Have you seen any flashing fireflies this summer so far? And if so, where are you? It's something you got to have really good dark sky. If it's an area where there's lots of light, you're not going to see them anyway. But I remember being on the farm as a youngster, seeing the fireflies and thinking it was cool. And now that I think about it, mostly it was around the 4th of July for some reason. I don't know why. But, yeah, the blinking lights, right? They sort of are the harbingers of summertime.
Yeah.
Blinking,
oh,
the little
so
blinking
pretty.
Lights. Yeah.
Especially when there's a field and there's just so many.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, something food for... All right, let's get to the bottom line of what's going on in the war, the Russians... And the war in Ukraine and who's doing what to whom. I thought, though, the more interesting Russian story in the last couple of days, Jay, was the fact that the Kremlin said it was open to talks over a prisoner swap involving that reporter Evan Gershkovich. They said the door was open for a deal. Now, I'm not sure who are we trading. They've got him. He's a reporter, works for the Wall Street Journal, been incarcerated, what, since March, I think? He was charged with espionage, which, of course, as we all know, is a lot of baloney. So there's a Russian who's in custody over here on cybercrime charges. His name is Vladimir Dunyav, I believe is how you pronounce his name. So they're talking about having some sort of swap. And I guess, in a manner of speaking, it's a hopeful thing. Not necessarily, I'm not really that worked up about Gershkovich or the other guy, but the fact that we're talking to the Russians on some level, given the amount of animosity created by what is going on with the Russians in Yugoslavia. Not Yugoslavia, good dog. In Ukraine. Well, they may be messing around Yugoslavia, too, and we don't even know it. But, you know, do you think this is a good sign? It seems like a decent sign.
I don't know.
Ambassador talking about this. Yeah.
It almost feels like they're just. A journalist who what he is accused of doing and the quote unquote. The word completely just messed me. What he was actually accused of doing is what journalists do.
Investigative reporting.
It's one of those things. But then you have somebody who's actually convicted of cyber crimes.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things. If they're going to keep picking up anybody who has American ties to get the rest of their people back.
Yeah. So here's something that is, and you make a very good point. Looking at the degree of criminality, we all know the Russians messed with our election. They mess with us all the time. The Russians, more so even than the Chinese. I believe that Edward Snowden is responsible for this as part of his trade, staying there, becoming a citizen, marrying a Russian woman after he exposed all of these state secrets. I think part of the deal that he made with them is to, you know, okay, you want to stay here, then you better do stuff to screw around with America's business and its political realities and that sort of stuff. So at any rate, the Russians are not to be trusted. I guess that's your message. I don't trust them. I don't trust the Chinese government either.
A lot of them. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So what's their deal? Why do they want this guy back now all of a sudden? Does he have knowledge about other things the Russians are doing to mess with us? I'll bet he does. One wonders, one hopes that our people in the FBI have been smart enough to sort of dig into this guy and find out what he knows and what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a good point. So is this an equal opportunity exchange for a writer or a reporter versus a guy who's a crook, who's an expert?
Well, it's just the same as the Brittany Griner instance, where it's not a fair trade.
But
if that were one of our family members, we wouldn't care about a fair trade. We would just want our loved one
back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Russian embassy in Washington has become the scene of a lot of protests because the Russian workers there, both Americans and Russians, are disaffected by either what they're getting paid, working conditions, that kind of stuff. And so the FBI is trying to recruit the workers as spies, apparently. That's what the Russians say. So on one hand, they're talking about trading. On the other hand, they're accusing us of trying to cause trouble at their embassy so that we can recruit their workers to be spies for us. You know what? I bet they do the same thing. Everybody's doing this stuff. And always have been. Some of the greatest movies of all time have been about spies, right? The greatest books have been written about spying. It's intriguing. And so, you know, what does that do for all of us? The business of spying is an international deal. And,
it's a lucrative business.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, I was going to spend some time talking about the Biden administration's contact with some of these social media things and what's going on with cocaine, and that's all over social media. We'll talk about that in the next half hour on Good Day. It's 18 after right now.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sierra, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
The Angie's List. business you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Here we go. All right, the Good News Network continues. Maybe we should call this the, instead of just the Good Day Show, Jay, we can call it the Good Day Network. No, the Good News Network.
This is always that one's already taken.
Oh, it is?
It is.
People use my stuff all the time. Can we use theirs?
Can we borrow it?
Yeah, let's borrow it for a while. Right. All right, the promo sheet here says this portion of the program is about social media and some of the celebrities that are trending, and Ringo is on that list. His birthday, guy's turning 83 years old. Can you believe it? Ringo Starr was 23 when he started drumming with the Beatles. 60 years later, he's still at it and having fun. So we're going to talk about some of the things he's been talking about between the sets, if you will, because he's still on the road singing and dancing and having a big old time. So what's his secret, Ringo's secret, right after this?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
Oh my God.
I'll try not to sing out a key. Oh, I get by.
a little help from my friends. And for a long time, his friends were three of the most famous musicians in the history of the planet. Right? Imagine these four getting together the way they did, John and Ringo, John and Paul, when they were in high school, writing music on the kitchen table in Liverpool, and what it all amounted to. These guys are worth $300-500 million because of the fun that they had when they were back in their teens and 20s.
Yeah. And they as Sir Paul McCartney recently said, they only performed 30-minute sets.
Yeah.
Not these three-hour-long shows.
Right. That's it. So anyway, Ringo is on the road still. He's 83 years old now. He says, I feel like I'm 27. In my head, and I think he acts like he's 27. He stayed with the same woman all his life, Barbara Bach. Remember her from the James Bond movie? You probably don't remember her, but she was a Bond girl at one point in time. And now he has his annual Peace and Love event. They're going to be in Los Angeles for that with Joe Walsh and Roy Orbison Jr., Edgar Winter. They perform all over the place, goes all over the world every year, and has fun with these guys. The fun that he's had all of his life. I suppose people would say, well, it's easy to have fun when you get all that money. Well, you know,
that's not by happiness.
No. And the fact that one of the telling things here is that he stayed with the same woman all of his life. There's something about that that kind of strikes me as telling you the real story about him and who he is and this is kind of where he's coming from. So, happy birthday to Ringo, who's 83, from us here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour now.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect accused of killing 5 victims in a mass shooting in the King Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street. The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need.
Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Vacation! V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. This is the most vacationed week of the year, with Christmas week being number 2, and then it goes from there. How many of you are on vacation? A lot of new listeners we have during these weeks, Jay, because they're doing things differently. They may be in an area where they're listening to the radio, and they found this new program. Wow, what's this all about? Well, you can follow us at gooddayshow.com. If that would be your desire, daily download at gooddayshow.com. This show actually airs around the clock, right? It repeats itself at gooddayshow.com. People have said that Warren Eckstein does his program on Facebook so that it's a video as
yes,
well as being audio.
Yes, we should get in on that.
How do we do that? You're going to have to get dressed and so am I.
Who's that?
Well, you know, I really enjoy, it's been wonderful the last couple of years getting to know you. One of the things about this, people say, well, what is there about what you do that's unique? Not that being on the radio isn't just in and of itself kind of unique. There are very few people, and I say this lovingly and humbly, there are very few people who do this well. And there are very few people who have lasted as long as I have. And I know it sounds self-serving, but it's because I've had people around me like you. And I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years and appreciate who you are as a person. I like the way you think. Obviously, if we hadn't clicked, then you wouldn't have lasted. But
mm-hmm. No, well, I just appreciate you saying that, Doug.
Yeah,
I think I've told you before, when I am out sick, because I'm just always sick, it's always something the same. So when I'm out sick on a Friday or a Monday, and it ends up being a long weekend, and I don't talk to you for a couple days, I missed you. I'm like, wait a second. I cannot start my morning without Doug Steffen.
Well, so there it is. And we hope that the 3 or so million people a week that listen to this program feel the same way. I guess that's why we're on this journey. Sometimes these journeys take us away from our families and friends for a while, and maybe that's good. Staying connected with someone that's out there, because that's kind of what this is. You're out there doing things and making it, you know, so that we can gain from the connection and hearing and thinking. People say, what's in this for me? People will say, what do you do for a living? I tell them what I do. Well, what do you do? And what are you talking about? You talk about, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? And when I say neither, they're sort of taken back by that. What are you talking
about?
They're
like, wait, that's an option?
Yeah, exactly. And so then the next question always, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, as a matter of fact. Well, what do you talk about if you don't talk about politics? Are you kidding? Look at what's going on in your life and my life and our lives. The first thing that I think about each day, and I share these thoughts of, I don't know, if it's intimacy. I think that oftentimes we are intimate here in the sense that we share thoughts that we might not share otherwise, and yet we have lots of people listening, and we encourage them to share their thoughts as well. There's a difference between being personal and being private. I don't talk about private stuff, but I do talk about personal stuff because I think that connects all of us, our families and our friends. And the time that we spend together, whether it be if you can devote an hour a day to us, the average time spent listening by people to this program, according to the research, about 48 minutes a day. So if that's the case, I'm thankful that you have that much time every day. I have a very close friend who I only spend an hour, about an hour a week, maybe a little bit more than that, but I relish the time that I spend with her because it's personal, it's intimate, it's rewarding, it's reviewing, if you will, both of us kind of helping each other in the way that we do, and so we've gotten to know each other, and I think there are times when you can do that in a situation like this. We're all different kinds of situations, but what's in it? What's in it when you share your thoughts and feelings with people? You have the license to do it. You have the opportunity to do it. And so instead of hiding behind things like some folks do on social media, you are actually you're engaged in a relationship. Truth be told, you know I don't like social media. I don't like having to do it on this program. I don't like having to do it at the farm. I don't like having to do it with my new real estate development. But it's a necessary evil, I guess, and ends a means to the end. Mm-hmm. Because so many people are on it, and so many people use it, and so many people gain from it and share.
People will see information about what you're doing from social media rather than paid advertising.
Yeah, well, let's not say that.
No, I mean like the billboards. I mean like billboards, or if we put like out an ad in a magazine or something like that, people aren't going to see that.
The one shot and that's it. You're done, right? So, you know, speaking of that, I keep people are now reacting and trying to figure out whether this is really true, that you can get two free nights in Las Vegas just by calling a number? And the answer is yes. You'll find out for yourself when you call that number, 800-419-3684. We've just begun to expose people to this idea, this opportunity this week, and already hundreds of people have called in. You can do it 10 at a time. So right now, as long as I'm talking about it, I'll give you the number. And you got, I don't know, it takes probably about 10 minutes. Sometime you will noticeably get, not, you know, a lot of these things you would call up on, you hear people call this number now, and you'll put you on a, you know, on hold, or you listen to the same thing over and over again while you're waiting to talk. That's not the case here. You'll get somebody right away who will tell you about this two free nights in Las Vegas you can have and what the story is. So if you want to be in on that deal, call 800-419-DOUG now while you're thinking about it. 800-419-3684. First 10 callers, I get these two free nights in Las Vegas. And I think they're working. This is the folks at 541 Travel. They're going to give us some other places to travel as well over the course of time. But
can
good
we
start.
Go?
Yeah, I actually, you know, I haven't been to Vegas for quite a while. I'm not a big fan of Vegas, but it's fun. It's like going to New York. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's fun to be there. And I used to own some property in Arizona. It was close to the Nevada border, and I'd fly into Las Vegas, get a car, and drive out there. And it was fun. About 10 or 12 years, I had the old land, the proverbial land in Arizona, and I was on the board of directors of the Homeowners Association, so I'd go out there every 3 or 4 months for meetings. And it was fun to fly, and I'd always spend the night in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I usually go, there's a new hotel, and it's like a European hotel, begins with an A. Now I can't even remember the name. Aviso or something like that.
Aria,
that's it. Right, thank you. Yeah, this is a great place to stay. A lot of fun. Not like I remember in the times, the first time I ever went was in the 1970s when I was in the bus business. There was a bus convention there. And I went, and I was in there. I was doing radio at the time, but the bus thing was the reason it was at the dunes. And I remember what a dirty, disgusting place it was, but I met a lot of friends and we had a good time for a couple of days. That was my first trip, and then after that, you know, everybody talks about going to Vegas and what goes on there. There are some of the best elements in the world in Las Vegas, some of the most wonderful experiences you could have, and then there's a lot of stuff there that you probably wouldn't want to experience, but that's the case no matter where you go, isn't it? Yeah, the time my family, the rest of my family lives out in Los Angeles. And there are plenty of places in Los Angeles that are fabulous. I love Santa Monica. I love the beach.
Santa Monica's great.
I want to be there as much as I can, spend time with my daughter and my son and my grandchildren. But then when you drive around and you go through, I had a home in Venice for a while, and I've actually had two homes there, and it was awful. It was like night and day. And, you know, those kind of experiences, it's, anyway, I'm off on a toot. And so it brings me around to thinking about today being National Hawaii Day. If you want to go to the most perfect place on the planet, this is the place to go. What we got to do is get 541 Travels to arrange free nights down in Hawaii.
Yes.
Located in what's called Polynesia. It's actually about a five-hour ride from the West Coast, 2,000-some-odd miles away. It's the only state outside of North America and the only one that is an archipelago. That is a land of active volcanoes, along with those great beaches, the flora, the fauna. If you ever watch Hawaii Five-O or, what is it, Magnum P.I., some of the other shows that are shot in Hawaii. Or better yet, just go there. Find a way to get there. I have ownership with a couple of other folks, a radio station in Kauai, and I went there. That was the first island that was discovered, by the way. Captain Cook landed on Kauai in 1778. He was the first European to make contact with any of the islands. And so then it was, you know, after that the word got around, and people went to the Big Island, which is called Hawaii. All the islands are called Hawaii, but they're all separately named.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the king, when you see Hawaii Five-O, for example, when they have police headquarters in the scene, there's a big statue of King, and I never could pronounce this guy's name, right? Kamala Hara. Does that sound right?
Kamala,
that him too. Yes, right. Anyway, thank you for saving me on that. It was an independent republic until 1898, and then it became a territory of the U.S. But in terms of diversity, because so many people have gone there, found their way there over the years, it has the highest percentage of Asian Americans, lowest number of white Americans of any of our states. There are a lot of Filipinos and Puerto Ricans and Japanese that are there. Chinese have come over the years to get out of China. So it's a great, warm, it's a welcoming place. That's kind of the way I describe it.
And welcoming. It's a place where locals take pride. They take pride in that land, and they work to keep it clean. And you know how we always talk about smoking and how it's just the worst thing in the world, and or one of the worst things. And it's like not only can you not smoke in a lot of places, but you know how you can't smoke within this many feet of a door entrance. They're like, no, don't even smoke on this property. We don't want the trash around. People typically don't throw them away. The cost of those things are, I think, the highest in any state. It's so beautiful, and they really work to take pride and continue to let tourists know, like, hey, keep this place clean, keep it beautiful for everybody.
You can go see some of the most fabulous dolphins, for example. This is the time of year when the dolphins are having their calves. The calves are their babies, and those are, you know, some of the most enriching experiences you could ever have. I just think those are the things we ought to be doing in vacation, in terms of vacation, having those experiences with your family, with your children. Very cool. All right, a couple of outrages. As long as we have done good stuff, let's do a couple of outrages of the day. People say they like it when I do this. The fact that the fellow who, the security officer, his name was Scott Peterson, who was found not guilty over his failure to confront the gunman at Parkland, at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The fact that he was found not guilty, I thought that was pretty outrageous, Jay. You know, he was in tears and he apologized and all that stuff.
Yeah, not guilty of child neglect.
I'm not happy about that, frankly. All right, let's see, what can we be happy about? Well, it's 48 past the hour, you can be happy about that.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing in
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's a familiar riff, huh, Jay? We all know where that's from. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments. Chuck is a video expert when it comes to TV and movies and all the stuff that streams. Chuck is our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So
I can't
Chucker.
Live up to that introduction.
Oh, sure you can.
That's a theme to Seinfeld. It actually premiered the pilot episode of Seinfeld this day in TV history, July 5th. What a weird month to premiere a show that became that popular.
Well, they didn't expect it. It was a summer replacement because they didn't expect it to go anywhere.
I guess. Well, the first year struggled. The network gave them a chance, and the show caught on. I wish they'd give more movies a chance in theaters to catch on, but it's sort of like if you don't perform in the first weekend, the media is throwing, you know, pitchforks.
Well, that's kind of what I worry about with you when you sometimes, like you weren't too excited about Indiana Jones, you have your own feelings about it. We talk about how the movie business seems to be eating its young, then you go, and I sat through, as I watched Indiana Jones, there were lots of previews, and at least a half a dozen of them said, in theaters only, starting, you know, whenever the movie was starting. And I was startled, as I am often when I go to a movie, at all of the horror movies and all of the scary movies.
Here's the issue. Before, I know you saw Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny you're going to talk about, but here's the issue. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny had an $82 million 5-day opening.
Yeah. It's good.
But it's not good. But here's the thing.
Yes, it is good.
Here's the problem. The movie cost $300 million to produce. This is the problem in the industry. They got to get the production cost of these movies way down because they're out of control. And if a movie doesn't make $1 billion worldwide, these bigger films, they're not profitable initially. And that's that. The original I told you a couple weeks ago, Raiders of the Lost Ark in 1980 cost $20 million. $20 million to produce, and did $395 million at the box office in its initial run. That is profit, massive profit.
That was 40 years ago.
I know, but it's $300 million to produce a movie.
Every time you talk about what it costs, you go up.
Million, and it's over
it was $290 yesterday. What was it the day before? I get what you're saying.
$295.
Yeah, but so many movies that are produced.
But I still, I did like it. I thought it was very reflective. Tell me.
Yeah, and I don't think that it was, I don't want it to be the end. I don't want it to.
No, it's the end, Doug.
For some people, it was the end. But, yeah, you could do something with him down the road.
I don't think you could spin her off into her own film.
No, I didn't like her. Well, I guess.
Maybe Walker Bridge, her name is.
I didn't care for her at the beginning. I didn't think she was a star. Jay tells me she's in some popular TV show. But I said to you, if I was
going to do this film and spend $300 million, I would have said Margot Robbie has $20 million. Come aboard, be the female lead. That's what I would.
Somebody who's more well known and maybe more likable. But I'm sure she was acting the way they told her to act.
Yeah.
So she's an actress.
Yeah.
So I didn't do what they. I think that the action scenes were what you expected from Indiana Jones. At the beginning, it wasn't. Didn't quite get the tone, but then I did, and it felt like we were at home with the way the movie was shot, the darkness, and the way we're used to seeing the stories told, the Indiana Jones stories. And then you go through the usual things of trying to find this artifacts and what it meant. You said something about the last half hour, and I agreed with you. It was, I don't know if I thought it was bizarre.
Really interesting.
It was very, very interesting. You're right about that.
Very interesting. Yeah. They went into a territory that they've sort of danced around the edges during the whole franchise, but they went in full bloat, full.
And that's what cost the money, Chucker.
Yeah,
that's why that kind of stuff is what cost the money.
I'm going to ask you a question. The first 20 minutes, right, they go back when he's young.
Yeah.
They de-age him, right?
Right, yeah.
And it is an extensive action sequence on the train. And a lot of it's darkness. Some of the de-aging effects are really good. Some are not, okay? But here's the thing. If you took out that sequence, you just took it out of the film, you removed it, right? And you start the movie where you have Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford in his apartment. That scene, you start the movie there. I don't think you lose anything, except you lose 20 minutes of running time, which might have benefited the movie even more.
Yeah, I like seeing that scene.
I would have debated taking that whole scene out.
Nah, I want to set the Nazis up as bad guys again. That's kind of what I'm ready for. Make the Nazis.
So out of 1 to 10, what do you give it? I give it an 8, 8.5.
I
give it a 6.8.
Yeah. One of the things that was interesting is the bad guy he's always a bad guy. He was a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
And he played Hannibal Lecter in the TV show that was.
Yeah, right. All right. We got it, Chucker. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck Curry,
here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.